So the Israelites have broken the covenants again. But not only broken the covenants, flaunted the fact, imitated their neighbors, did terrible things to their brothers and sisters. And Jeremiah, who's been prophesying for a while, complains to God. Why does the way of the guilty prosper? Why do all who are treacherous thrive? Certainly questions we ask ourselves today, right? Of course, he excludes himself from all the wicked people he's condemning. But you know me, Lord. My heart is with you. But these other people, pick them out of your flock like sheep and set them aside for the slaughter. Undoubtedly, Jeremiah was expecting some sympathy. After all, he obeyed God's word. He was doing God's work and telling God's truth. He had witnessed and endured years of abuse to serve the Lord. But God's reply is surprising and one of my favorite verses in the Bible. You can almost hear this sound before he answers. If you get tired running against people, how are you going to race against horses? If you fall down when the ground is flat, how will you ever get through the swamps by the Jordan? His reply to Jeremiah is not sympathy, but a challenge. Man up, Jeremiah. You're representing me, the Holy One of Israel, the one true God whose name is said with awe. The great I Am is your source of strength and power. I think God's message is the same to us right here, right now. Even if we might not express it in such masculine terms. We who have loved and labored for this church for years might be worried about our finances. We might be disappointed that our pews aren't full, thinking that we need to have different programs or music or mission. We might be thinking we need to be some other kind of church. Or, sad to say, go to some other kind of church. We might be unable to imagine our church thriving as a voice for God and a witness for Christ. Yet God placed this church here 114 years ago. The generations since that time have suffered through two world wars and a Great Depression. And still, this building stands as witnesses to God's work in this world and all the generations that have passed through it. I believe that God placed this church here 114 years ago so that we can continue that witness right here, right now. Like Jeremiah, we may be tired and discouraged. How do we continue when things aren't going the way we'd like? How do we persevere through these difficult times to be faithful and righteous witnesses to Christ right here, right now? Paul, who was a faithful and righteous witness to Jesus until his death, tells us how to persevere in difficult times. We need to rededicate ourselves to God and his kingdom and put on the armor of God. Truth, which centers and supports us, we should wear like a belt. If there's a place for judgment in our lives, it is in judging between good and evil. What is true and right and fair and perhaps even kind, and choose these things. Righteousness is represented as a breastplate to protect our heart from despair and discord. So although our emotions can sometimes lead us astray, righteousness and truth bring us back to our center, to God's center. Whatever makes us ready to proclaim the gospel of peace are like the shoes on our feet. Our gifts we offer others and the church, our fellowship, our worship, our outreach, our prayers. We should be moving, talking, doing, and praying in the Spirit. Faith, Paul says, is like a shield that protects us from adversity in discouraging times just like this. It enables us to imagine full pews for the sake of the world, not just for our own sense of well-being. Salvation is compared to a helmet, which protects the head, center of our intelligence and understanding. I have often told my sons, be careful what you put in your mind, because there is a lot out there that is damaging and harmful. The Bible says, whatever is true and right, think on those things. Store good things in your mind and guard it with the helmet of salvation. And finally, the Word of God, like a sword of the Holy Spirit, can defend and protect us, just like it defended Jesus from those who sought to trap him. But we must know the Word of God to use it well. Study it for wisdom and discernment in this world of confusing, conflicting ideas and difficult times. Paul closes with a plea for prayer at all times, for himself and for all the saints. So let's pray for our church as we have always prayed for those among us who are in danger or distress. I don't believe we have to be a different church to do God's will. But I think we have to rededicate ourselves individually, in families, and as a church to the kingdom of God, to the witness for Christ, and to an openness to the Holy Spirit. It is for us to stand firm like Paul, in that armor of God, faithful, righteous, loving, and truthful, standing firm like Paul in the armor of God. If we are faithful and just, I believe God will reveal new things to us, do new things among us, and create a new spirit within us. Right here, right now. Amen.